8.
Yes.
All right. Call the meeting to approve the minutes of the October 9th and October 16th regular meeting and October 30th special meeting.
So moved.
Second. Thank you.
Any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, resolutions. We're going to try to bundle some. I know people have questions. We try to, Amber, try to get people any questions prior to this. So let's see if this will work. Resolution 406, authorizing the county to dedicate County Bridge number 191, known as the Bridge Street Bridge, a bridge that spans the Esopus Creek in town of Shoot Dakin, in memorial of Michael LaPaglia.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're going to try to bundle everything in red here.
Okay, we don't have red.
We don't
have
red.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my special.
Somebody's got a cheat sheet.
Cheat sheet.
All right, we're going to try to do 407. 408, 409, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, all the way to 29. 407 to 429.
Okay, I have several questions, okay. But you want to bundle them and then...
We'll bundle and then we'll take the questions. A second, please. Tracy, I know you're going to do it.
I don't like the bundling.
I know. We've got to move through it.
All right.
We'll go through each one.
Okay.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. On resolutions 407 through 429, questions?
My first question is on 408.
408.
That's the non-secure detention services.
Yes.
Is this, it says it's in Middletown and Canaan.
There's two locations.
Is it the closest?
Yeah.
That exists?
I believe so for this facility, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I believe in 2018 so far, we haven't used any beds.
It's a white car, Toyota four-door sedan.
Oh, I thought it was my car.
2010, no, not yours. Anybody have a
white Toyota sedan?
Parked right next to those charging stations.
Yeah.
Right.
The police are on their way. They said it's not a lot of damage, but whoever owns it needs to go down to see.
Somebody got hit?
Yeah, somebody hit
the van that was next to it was backing out.
Okay, so...
Anybody?
You're saying that it's the closest provider. Did we take that into consideration when we were choosing? Because it just seems... Because this is for children that are awaiting court.
Yeah, these are state set rates.
Oh, I'm not asking about the rate. Okay. I'm asking about the proximity.
Yeah, these would be the closest locations for us, yes.
Okay, all right. So that's my question on that one.
Another one, Trace?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have another one. Does anyone else have any questions on any of these? No? Okay.
Yeah, we didn't use the contract so far yet this year.
Okay, so then one other general comment on all of these is, can we get some consistency in this financial impact section where on these ones it just says the appropriations? It would be nice if it were also broken out on what actually the county contribution is. I know that's really just a mathematical thing. Some of the other ones,
we can break it out.
Does the resolution list it?
Some of them did, yeah.
It lists a percentage, but then I would have to do the mathematics on each one. Thank you. Okay, so that's just a general question.
Exactly.
413, Families Now Program. It says, the contract says a minimum of 80 families must be served.
Yep.
How many families aren't served? Is everybody served, or are there people that are on a waiting list?
These are referrals. I don't believe there's any. These are families that we're referring to the service.
Okay.
But this is part of the coordinated children's services package.
Yeah.
This is work we do with children and families to keep the children out of placements.
Right. So I'm wondering, are there any families that don't get service that don't?
No, I believe the contract handles all the referrals that we have.
Okay.
So what can we say? Unlimited. Now we have to cap it at 80.
Well, because you have to come up with a price for the contract.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You pay per referral. Mm-hmm. Per family service.
The next one.
Go on. Yep.
420, Berkshire Family Center Youth Services, mm-hmm. Functional Family Therapy for at-risk youth, 11 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
So it talks about outcomes and how they're measured. Do we follow up on the outcomes and the measurements?
Yes, this is actually a new contract. We had functional family therapy several years ago. We just brought the therapy, this particular programming back into the department.
Okay, what were we doing in the interim?
Well, we do a lot of what's called MST, multiple systemic therapy,
mm-hmm.
and this is just another a variant of that type of therapy. This is high intensive casework for children and for families who are at risk of an out of home placement. Again, this is the core of what we do at Coordinated Children's Services. It's kind of
seems like there was a lot of.
But there's no performance on this particular contract because it's new. We just bid it. Over the summer and awarded it.
But are we going to measure?
Yeah.
Do we have a metric for how we're going to measure the outcomes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And the major outcome is how many children you kept out of placement.
Okay.
And right now, you know, we do better than, you know, 95%.
Okay. 421, next one, which is that clear online investigative software. I could not deduce by the contract what actually that is.
So it's my understanding. It's funny, there's a lot of questions that Social Services Commission is supposed to. I can't tell you what the exact acronym stands for, but this is a subscription service used by child support enforcement,
mm-hmm.
Our special investigations unit at DSS, probation, and the sheriff's office. And it's basically for, you know, real-time searches to identify employment or other, you know, where people work and other information so that we can follow up. On cases, for example, child support. We're trying to establish who the parents are, where the parents work, so we can make sure that they contribute toward the support of their child. Things like, it's an investigative tool.
Okay.
I believe the DA and probation use them.
Yeah, it's multi-purpose.
Yep.
Multiple departments use it.
Okay. Keep
going.
433. The Title 20 domestic violence.
We're not there. 429.
No, it's not. Oh, okay. All right. Not in the bundle. Good. That was my last one.
All right. Just so everybody's aware, what we're doing is bundling 407 through 429. All right. And we're asking questions regarding that. Any other questions? No? Okay. Let's have a motion to approve 407 through 429.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you for bundling it. 430, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment to be in excess of 50, entered by the county, BC3, Inc., Information Services. Moved by?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Questions? No questions? All in favor, say aye. 431, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 by the county, Tyler Technologies Information Services. Moved. Second. Second, please. Second. Questions? Tracy?
So this is payroll protocol,
yeah.
Right? And what's the status with New World and getting payroll moved over to New World and integrated with New World?
I don't believe they still don't have the module that's functional.
The biggest thing is not the payroll side, it's the civil service side. We worked with Munis, which we have as our payroll, which is the contract here.
Right.
To kind of, it does all the civil service, especially with the towns. And the one thing New World lacks is that. We're working with the vendor to try to get that there. Again, I don't want to backtrack what we have with civil service to get it on one system. I agree, we need to get it in one system, but we'd lose the functionality we have now in Munis if we did.
But what's this? So what is?
It's the tracking of civil service that we have in Munis that's not in New World. And a bunch of other counties who have the payroll
mm-hmm.
say they do a lot of workarounds. We shouldn't buy a system to do workarounds.
Okay.
We continue to look into it. It is the same vendor. Hopefully they can get us on there and working functionally, but the biggest thing is the civil service side. Trust me, I'd want the system too.
Okay.
Did we know that when we moved to New World?
We were Munis 2006. Mm-hmm. So we've had Munis since 2006. So we had payroll first. And then we went financial system, New World fit us, and we knew that going in, that we, in terms of the payroll side.
So you knew that it wouldn't fit the payroll side?
At that time, they didn't have the civil service module they do now in New World, so they're getting there.
But it's still not.
It's still not where we are now in civil service.
But it didn't make sense to hold off and stay right with HTE just because.
Yeah.
Just seems not very functional that we have to work around that, we don't have an integrated system. We paid a tremendous amount of money for New World, correct? I mean, and now, and basically
To be honest with you, there's a lot more expensive packages out there in terms of the RFP than what we paid.
But maybe on a more expensive package that was integrated. I mean, that's the concept.
That's same just financial system.
So you're saying there's no financial system for municipalities that has an integrated system
New World,
that deals
with... Well, I'm saying there's folks that use New World, and they have payroll with it, but they're still struggling on the civil service side.
Right, but most municipalities, I mean, the size of ours are going to have
they have a separate civil service system.
All right.
And at the time, they didn't have that civil service system, correct?
When we went to New World, they didn't at the time.
Okay.
Correct.
So this is the.
But you're saying they still don't.
They do. It's getting better. They need to improve it before we go there.
Yeah, it just seems crazy.
Some of the systems that are out there don't have a good purchasing module, so they're not doing purchase orders. They're doing purchase orders from a completely different financial system than their regular financial system. I mean,
right.
Ours is almost all in one. It's just missing that payroll civil service. It's got the rest of it, which is better than a lot of other municipalities have.
Yeah.
All right.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
All
right, bundle, if we could kindly, 432 to 438.
I'm going to have questions, but...
No problem.
Move the bundle.
Move the bundle.
Department.
Second.
432 is by itself. Sorry. Yeah, I mean, did you mean to do emergency management with public works? 432.
Well, I don't think we have a question on 432, do we?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, let's do 432. Approving new contract, excess of 50... Motorola Solutions, emergency management, moved by?
Moved.
Second?
Second.
Tracy, question?
So I'm curious how old this equipment is. I mean, there's this disclaimer in here that says they're no longer supporting the equipment, but that this is, you know, some continued management. I mean, how old is this actual equipment? And
so, you know, we add radios all the time. A lot of this equipment is new, and oftentimes when they're adding radios, they're removing the older models.
Right.
But it's all still part of the... There may be a few radios that are out of...
So is this a standard disclaimer? This Gold Elite consoles, MTR 2000s, MyCore Command Plus are no longer supported by Motorola Solutions?
Yes. I think
that's on everybody's
that's
thing?
That's a template disclaimer.
Okay.
How does this tie in with the new upgrades for the funding that you got for the 911 services?
The interoperability? Or different, I mean...
Different vendors?
What's that?
Different vendors?
Well, this would be different vendors. Motorola provides the radios for that, but I would say it doesn't really have necessarily a lot to do with each other. The other one is... like bigger range, trying to get interoperability, a different van. Mm-hmm. These radios are more for our decom system and the radios in the cars, etc.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Aye.
Anybody against? Nope. All right. 433 to 438 to all the due public works committee. Bundle, please.
Bundle.
Second. Bundle. All in favor of the bundle, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any questions on 433 through 438?
Yeah. 430. Crazy. I have a question on 436, which is royal carting and rubbish removal. Where are all the recycling rates? When you look at the breakout of this, there's two recycling containers, according to this. They're talking about all the there's a bunch of yardage about all the various buildings, but there's only two recycling things identified.
I'd have to take a look. I know, you know, these are mostly, these are large dumpsters.
Right, but who's doing our recycling? And because on the bottom it, there's, I have to pull it up, but on the bottom it says something about, you know, a monthly fee for recycling containers, but then it doesn't identify any recycling containers.
Emptied twice a month, cardboard and recycling.
And a $175 monthly fee or something.
And
I don't have it in front of me.
A whole rate charge of $133.
But where is the, where are they, actually?
Right.
Where are the rest of them?
Can we
hold 436?
I'm guessing they'd be at the law enforcement center, but
well, they'd have to be more than at the law enforcement center. There'd have to be a recycling. We have recycling laws. There's recycling containers in this building.
Right,
so
but I don't
to be
know
heavy.
That Welsh picks them up. I don't know that Royal Carding picks up our recycling.
So can we find out who picks up our recycling in all our buildings and what that contract looks like if it's separate from these?
Sure.
and maybe can we hold this until we see that?
Isn't that a county containers?
No.
County waste is not
county. Oh, county waste, maybe, yeah. But it seems strange that we'd have a separate contract. It's usually your hauler.
Used to go out separately for the prisons. There would also be compactors.
I mean, again, I think that you're kind of comparing to residential where you'd pick them up side by side, but these are mostly our large.
And we're going to hold this anyway. So
yeah, that's fine.
But we'll get the answers.
Okay.
Anything else?
No. Well, 438, that's the... the value engineering Lothrop related to the restorative justice center. I was just wondering if we could get an update on the whole picture of the cost for the project. I don't need it today. I'm happy to move it, but I'd like to ask for that.
Yeah, I can
get that to Amber, please. Any other questions on those resolutions?
Do formal postpone or just no
action? We are going to
on 436.
On 436, we're postponing that, but we're going to include 432, 33, 34, 35, 37, and 38.
Mm-hmm. You need another motion for that?
We're going to need a motion to approve those.
To pull 436.
Pull 436 and act on the ones I just mentioned.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Second? Mm-hmm. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 And Mark, you're going to get us information on 438, correct?
And when are we going to have the? And when are we going to have the restorative justice update?
I'd
really like
meeting.
To try and get something before
you'll have
the budget.
Yeah, I'm Mark putting together what the budget is, similar to what we have done in family court.
Yeah.
And used for contingencies, etc. You'll have that before
your next. I can just see a whole picture. Yeah.
You'll have that before your next Ways and Means meeting.
Thank you.
Right. Resolution 460, amending capital project number 459. Moved.
I'll move it.
A second, please.
Okay. Hold on 1 sec. I just 460. Oh, we went all the way through. We
did 438. Now we're doing 460.
What happened to
439 through
441?
It has to come before the bonding resolution, which has
to be. Yeah.
Oh, we're jumping. Okay.
It's more appropriate to vote to expand the scope. Expand the scope of the capital project
for the contract.
All right.
There's a contract.
38 you're approving.
Yep.
This is the only one you're holding back, 36.
Yes. I'm not used to seeing these out of order, though. Do we normally do that?
It's something that we started because it should technically be approved first because the contract comes second to the amendment to the capital project.
Okay.
All right, questions on 460, please? If not...
460, hold on.
All right. Can we make a motion for this?
Does that
mean I'm sure? Oh, I guess I just
I
had one.
So.
Let's make a motion to move it so we can talk about it.
Someone
make a motion. Someone make a motion, please.
Laura moved it.
I'm sorry. Okay, you second it?
That's fine.
Question on 460.
So this is the replacement of the Boyceville Bridge and removing all the work, the steel and the stuff that's in the river, correct?
Yeah,
or whatever.
May I?
Yes, you may.
There are two piers and two girders left in the stream. It will clean it all out. Anything that's left from the prior bridge will be removed. So about 200,000 of the contract is attributable to that.
To the removal?
Yeah, and then the other thing that the new bridge does is it's 7 feet in elevation above the former location of the bridge, so it's removed from the 50-year floodplain with 2 feet of clearance. And so we also widened it. It went from being a 300-foot bridge to a 360-foot-long bridge, so it allows more of the Esopus Creek to pass when it's at flood state. So we're trying to make it so it doesn't blow out again like it did in 2011.
Can I ask? So the other question I had is, in terms of the bridge itself, how does it compare in terms of width, not the span, but the side-to-side width? Is it the same as it was prior?
It's actually a little wider.
And there's no vehicle passage, it's just walking passage and bicycle passage?
No, but it's low-rated, so this will be, it's approximately 20 feet in width. Mm-hmm. It's actually maybe 24, and I'm sorry, I'm not remembering what's on plan. And it has enough room, and it holds the weight of a construction vehicle or a emergency vehicle.
Okay.
It'll have two piers as opposed to the three piers, and it will be three 120-foot spans. So we think it's going to be a destination bridge because it really opens up that area of the Esopus Creek, and you see the mountains from it.
Okay. Thank you. I was just curious about the
you
road
may
rate.
Remember, we pulled this out of the project some months ago because we didn't have a confirmation of FEMA funding.
Mm-hmm.
In September, we did get the FEMA award of $2.22 million. And we went back and we rebid it. And when we rebid the bridge, we got it at $550,000 less than the first bid. So it really worked out in terms of the timing of the construction season and who was available and willing to bid.
And the county percentage of that cost is?
The county percentage is going to be just over 50%.
Mm-hmm.
It depends how much contingency we use. But if we use the whole 200 thousand in contingency, I've put in, we're at about 54%.
Okay.
And FEMA's at 46.
Laura?
My question was answered.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Joe?
Which company is doing that part, that bridge?
Harrison and Burroughs Bridge Constructors. And they just did about 20 bridges for the New York State DOT, including locally the one on Route 209. So the one over the Esopus Creek and 209, they just completed this summer. They're all union, a lot of local contractors are involved.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 439, approving the execution of contract that entered by Harrison Burroughs Bridge Contractor, Department of Planning. Second.
Second.
Questions? All in favor, say aye.
Chris, can I just ask Chris?
Go on.
Can we get a status report on the finances for the project as a whole, similar to what we're asking for with restorative justice?
Quickly, we're right now at about a $9.9 million, just say $10 million mm-hmm. project. We've spent out $3.1 million of that to date. We're approximately 35% done with the Ashokan Rail Trail. This updates the project to be almost $15
million. Okay.
And it wouldn't begin really until April. The reason we're doing the contract is so they can order the parts for the bridge that take a long time. But I can get you an expense.
Yeah, and if you could just lay out again the funding sources in a sort of simplified form. Thank you.
All right. Resolution 440, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50, Antibody County, Barton and LaJudas, Department of Planning.
Did you vote on the
On the 439?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Tracy asked after we voted, correct?
Okay.
Tracy?
I did, after we voted.
I'll move this one.
Move 440, second, please. A second, please.
Second.
All right. Questions? Yes, Tracy.
Is this county money, or is this money? This is coming out of DEP money. This $360,000 for expansion of this portion.
It's part of the capital project increase that you just did that's
of
partially
that fund,
funded
okay.
by FEMA.
Okay.
So technically, the money from FEMA goes towards construction. And, you know, again, this goes into the pot with the rest of the DEP money that's left over.
Okay.
I would just say we are negotiating a subsequent agreement with the DEP for them to pay us to build two of the trailheads. And we've built in some probable excess funds in that that we think will help to offset our share of the bridge. So in return for us doing those projects, which DEP was required to do, we may bring in some extra revenue on that thing too.
Okay.
Laura?
I have a question. It's not exactly on the resolution, I'm sorry, but with Irene and Lee, when they came through, many of the towns didn't have a hazard mitigation plan and weren't part of the counties. Have a lot of these municipalities now become part of that? So if something should happen again, the FEMA money is available?
Yeah, and actually the town of Olive has taken it even further where they're working with DEP to buy out critical properties along the Sophus Creek in Boyceville. And so we've been in constant conversation with them because as they buy those properties actually may help us link our trail to Onteora School. We, you know, that's been a challenge of the trail leaves off on 28A, DEP's next bridge project brings it to 28. How do we get to the high school? So we are looking at that and, you know, they looked at raising everything, they looked at buyouts, and they are tending towards buyouts because a lot of the property owners just want to get out of their mm-hmm. current flood.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor on 441?
Aye.
440?
I'm sorry, 440. 440? Everybody all in favor? Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Resolution 441. Contract in excess of $50,000 to Buddy County, Benaro and Larios, Ulster County Community College. Moved?
Moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Questions?
Could someone give an update on this? I mean, this started in 2010. Isn't that a really long time for, you know, a project of this scope? What exactly is taking so long on this?
The water line required significant approvals by multiple
by the town. I know the
DEP, the town. It took a long time, and the good news is
it now actually going to happen?
Yeah, all the okay. agreements are in place, and this is moving forward.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
442, approving the executive contract in excess of $50,000 for the County Cubic Inc. Department of Tourism. Moved.
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Lynn.
I have a question.
Yes.
I meant to ask this before. How much are we getting from I Love New York campaign for the marketing of tourism marketing?
Well, you know, I'd have to get back to you, Lynn. I can't quote it off the top of my head.
So and this is on top of that?
Like $70,000. That's a general revenue to the department that offsets all the operations of the department. I think
it's around 70.
About 70,000. Did the resolution a month ago? It's about $70,000. State aid comes into the department for advertising.
Hector?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The committee, and please feel free to jump in. I remember in committee we had asked about the metrics being used. And I don't know, Lynn, I think that was actually your question, actually. And did we ever get a response on that?
We got links to places in the website, which I have not had a chance. So we didn't know, and I didn't get a copy of the piece that Rick had.
Yeah, so he didn't pass, it turned out he didn't pass out a document, but he basically reviewed. Hector, to answer your question, we generally use the metrics based upon the I Love New York Tourism economic analysis that's done. So we look at the total spend. Our current spend is $587 million. It's the eighth year in a row we've had an increase. We use the total visitors of the county. We actually have more visitors in Ulster County than they do in Dutchess County, even though it's a larger county. And then also we look at our total spend in the pie. So we're about 45% of all the tourism spend in the Catskills, just our one county. And then on top of that, we look at some of our own metrics, including the bed tax and the growth in the occupancy tax and again, as you review the budget, you're going to find that those numbers are doing well, and that we just had two record quarters, the last two quarters. So but that's generally what we use.
But can we actually be provided with this in writing as opposed to just us talking about it?
So yes.
It would be great if we could hold this. I know it passed committee.
Yeah. I'd be happy to send the committee the actual economic study. I'd be happy to share that. It comes out annually. It's a public document. I get it for all of you.
You know who did a great presentation was the bike trail up there. I mean, they had a breakdown of, because they used stickers, and so there were stickers, you know, to note that they had been on the bike trail, and certain businesses mm-hmm. are like, oh, yeah, we've gotten a lot of your folks in here. And they had how many people were there and how much money was made and how many folks they hired. I think that's interesting for the economics of this as well. You know, if you're looking for metrics, yeah, to see how much money's being spent and how much, you know, how many extra jobs that are being created. It was really interesting. They did a great job.
Who did this?
The bike, the rail trail.
Don't you remember there was one particular business who was getting kind of annoyed? They had to sweep up all those stickers. The local brewing company. Yeah. Imagine that. They got quite a flow there.
All right, Rick.
Can I ask one question? I know that there's been a request to hold this. Can I just ask? How does this contract financially compare to last year's firm?
Sure. So, Tracy, it's an increase of $61,148 over last year. The major additions were they increased by $15,500 for increased video content. So you're going to see a lot more. Very short video clips designed for use on like social media and mm-hmm. whatnot as part of it. They also increase their the targeted media buys by like $13,500, was my understanding.
And media buys, are those local? I'm sorry.
No, we generally do most of our media buys in the metropolitan New York City area. Long-standing campaign with 1010 Wins we found really effective, and some very targeted things. We also seek out some very specific events that we
I did notice that we do some local with local radio. What?
Yeah, so we do like, you know, we're targeting a very specific, you know, clientele, and using those demographics. For example, like we do some WDST and some other you know advertising for the, you know, when the tourists are visiting. You know.
All right, we had a request to hold this till next meeting. So I'll put that.
I'll second that.
For the tourism study?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've cited the statistics for everyone.
Well, could you just get it in writing for us, please?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the whole report.
All right.
That'd be great.
All right, Joe?
Not your people. Just a question for Ken. So we take our tourism dollars, and we're advertising in New York City events. What are some examples of events that we're advertising in New York City? I can guess some of them. How do we pick and choose? That's what concerns me in accounting, the size that we're picking and choosing events. They're events that are private sector events, you're saying, or are these public events?
Just advertising.
No, we exhibit at major tourism conventions.
Have we ever done a true study of the kind of money? We're an hour and a half from New York City. All these private businesses in Ulster County are all here. How do we pick and choose who we're, I mean, so we're, I would like to have, how do we quantify the dollars we've been spending through the years? I saw the other day that I Love New York, it's been 25 straight years. How do we know that our dollars are being spent?
Yeah,
I mean,
the best information we have is we look, the state of New York funds an economic study annually that looks at major tourism indicators. We use that to measure success. For example, our total spend, which is $587 million, and that has grown every year for the last 8 years in a row.
You said the 587, you mean it's tourist dollars spent.
In Ulster County, our tourism spend is $587 million. It's the eighth consecutive year of an increase. So we look at that metric. We also look at what's our total piece of the pie within the Catskill region. Again, we're 45% of all the spending in the Catskill region. We look at the actual number of visitors based on this study, and that gives us a good indicator of how we're doing. And then locally, the best indicator we use is our bed tax, which is about $1.5 million, and it's seen an increase every quarter. Again, we just had the first two quarters.
But my real question is, how do we start to figure out our tax dollars being spent on this advertising and these tourism funds, how do we know? There's going to be a lot of people here, regardless of whether we spend a dime of Ulster County taxpayer money on advertising. How do we know how well we're doing unless we have something that we can look to kind of gauge besides stickers on the floor in one place? How do we know that we're spending these funds the best way we can?
As I've just described, every metric that we can measure shows growth. So that indicates that we're making good investments.
And you're going to send it to us, right? So that way, I mean, we can then sort of evaluate what it is that...
But a lot of the numbers you're giving me are overall tourism numbers.
No, they're specific to Ulster County.
Yeah, exactly. Specific to Ulster County. But how do we know that we are bringing them here is my question. What have we done to make sure we're not wasting money?
Why would we? I don't know why we would create a study that the state of New York funds that's specific to our county for tourism.
Why would we try to figure out whether these millions of dollars we're spending...
We don't spend millions of dollars on tourism.
Well, I didn't say in 1 year, did I? So how do we know that we're not just throwing money around? You know, there's a lot of people out there that hate the idea of economic development at all being in government.
Yeah,
so I'm wondering, with all the money we spend on tourism, first of all, at times we're picking winners and losers. We highlight certain companies on the county website and things such as that. How do we know that we're spending this money effectively? I'm just wondering if you can give me anything specific that we've looked into to link the dollars we're spending to the dollars that are being spent in Ulster County from outside the county.
Yeah, so I think the best way I can respond to it is this contract is for $350,000, and the policymakers around the table will either vote yes because they think that us promoting the county through the various channels of marketing is important, or we'll vote no and not do this contract. I mean, that's the answer. I mean, all the metrics show that we're increasing our tourism. There's no way
we are increasing it by the money we're spending.
Listen, there's no way that you can tie a specific dollar, but everybody knows that. This is a question to choose whether it's a yes or a no vote.
There's no way to quantify the money we're spending in tourism. That's what you're telling me. You just judge if tourism's going up, it's in some way due to the money we're spending. If it's going down, we're not spending enough.
You can compare based upon our efforts versus our neighbors, and you can look at our increases, the money that we target, how we target money. For example, prior to the charter, the way that we marketed tourism is we spent it all locally. And we advertised in all our local papers, and all of our constituents saw all the great things going on in Ulster County. That wasn't a very good way to attract the tourism, the people who want to come and be here from the metropolitan New York City area. So all of our dollars are focused on that media market right now. Again, we think that change has caused 8 consecutive years of growth in our tourism economy.
You're going to get us a report in the meantime. I have 2 questions.
I mean, this question goes back. It's a sort of a long-standing question for the legislature. I think the only real way that you could for sure quantify would be, to your point, to not spend any money 1 year and then see if we continue to grow. And if we continue to grow, we'd say, well, maybe it's not because of the money we're spending.
Yeah, I would recommend that.
I'm not suggesting it either. In the absence of a specific issue, that's one way that you could tell. I mean, back pre-charter, I at one point I did sit on the committee that had tourism, and we got reports about national meetings and not only local spending. I mean, to your earlier question, Joe, I am also curious, although I don't know that we need to spend a lot of time right now on Ways and Means, and I think it's probably for the Economic Development Committee. I am curious about how we do determine which local businesses get highlighted, because that is public money going toward one business. And for example, I mean, on a local radio station, I heard what appeared to be, come to Ulster County. I heard it on a local radio station while I was in Ulster County, come to beautiful Ulster County. And then there was a tag for a specific local business, a private venture.
What was that business? Yeah. Do you remember?
Saying, in that case, I've heard 2 different ones, but in that case it was the Rail Explorers, the bike one. So it said, come to Ulster County, beautiful Ulster County, and then it said, rail explorers, blah, blah, blah. And I actually went online, and they were fully booked. So I thought it was interesting that we were advertising for a company that was that I couldn't make a reservation for.
So,
but
give some color.
Yeah.
So it's not, we're not targeting a specific business. So we're targeting sectors. But you would pick a radio station in based upon the demographic of their listeners that you can, mm-hmm. they can show you. I mean,
yeah.
we're looking at a very particular, 30 to 45, starting a family. Those are the major decisions that we find that families are making vacation decisions. The women tend to weigh in more, so you target programming that goes around people that you listen to. So again, it's
but I mean less which radio station, which is a different conversation than Joe's earlier question about which business, because I'm sure every business in Ulster County that appeals to tourists would want to be highlighted.
All of our advertising is broad based for the sectors that we cover. It's not for a specific business.
And the question I think,
but I don't
really
understand when you're saying it's not for a specific business, because I heard it.
We're not saying come to Mohonk.
But I heard come to real explorers.
Again, there may have been something very specific, and or for example, I know that when we go to certain tourism shows, some of the local local vendors may participate in the fee for exhibiting and participate as part of the exhibit. So there's partnerships that will form, when we go to some of the shows and things like that. But
I'm assuming this contract's going to report back to economic development. I would hope. And give specifics or at least that you could ask for some specific drill down on what's being targeted and why, and maybe we can get an understanding throughout the course.
They don't have it's general plan right now.
Right, it's not because
specific,
they don't have the contract
right.
yet.
Kathy?
So this is a complex causal system, multiple mm-hmm. factors that play into this, but you do look for dominant factors, and the Ulster County Legislature did do this experiment prior to the charter about 10, 12 years ago with virtually zero tourism dollars. I mean, very, very small. And that has been increased. And when I was on the Tourism Advisory Board, we saw line graphs of the increase in monies going to tourism activities and the increase in tourism funds spent here, dollars spent here. So though it's complex and it's really hard to assign causality, it does look like the increased funding is generating increased revenue, and we hire consultant firms to know how to do that. I do think we could have further discussion at economic development.
Yeah, and it's constantly reviewed. For example, there may be publications we may put an advertisement or some content in.
And
then we
a
find
lot
it
of the
wasn't
advertising
effective
goes
it, so.
To new attractions that may bring people here who spend money at multiple attractions. So that's how you get a targeted. But it is something to keep an eye on because it is public
money. We do keep an eye on it. I mean, we're not letting it go. Lynn and Joe.
You had said that if we're 45% of the Catskill tourism increase, have you done an analysis of other spending by other counties what the relationship is to their percentage of the market and what they're investing in marketing dollars, mm-hmm. and just kind of give us an overview of that?
I could have the tourism director do that, but we have looked at it. We look at it appropriately.
It'd be great to see it in writing.
And there are other counties in the region that give substantially more dollars toward tourism, and we don't know that they're being as effective as we are with our dollars. In fact,
yeah, well, it'd be great just to have that.
Can
you
can just get that in writing? That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm going to get you the report from the state.
And if you can get the tourist director, get that in writing regarding the other counties and how much they spend and how much
he was just before the committee last week, but sure.
Joe?
Just real quick, I'd just like to be on the record saying that if that is true, we're spending taxpayer dollars on public service announcement or advertisements that are pushing private businesses in the county. I think I hope it's not happening. It should stop, and we should probably have a policy that doesn't happen if it is happening. The cons will far outweigh the pros when you allow government to start spending taxpayer funds and picking winners and losers. And it's nuts. I think I have the floor. And you can explain why you think that's nuts, Mr. Cornell.
Joe, direct it to me, and I'll direct it to
Chairman. He yells out it's nuts. I'd like to know why he thinks that.
Maybe we can tell you privately. We had this resolution before us. So let's deal with the resolution before us.
I'd appreciate
that.
Some respect.
you'll get respect. I'm sorry, I was talking to Amber when that happened. That will not happen again. Yes, Craig.
Yeah, just a quick question. Tracy, now, are you, do you know that that advertisement was paid by through Ulster County, or if it wasn't?
I don't know, but it sounded like it was an Ulster County advertisement, and it definitely was a tag on that advertisement. I mean, someone must know. I mean,
again, I might have been specific. Like they may have
find out.
They may have broadcast live. Like for example, we have agreements where, for example, we broadcast live from the Rosendale Street.
Oh no, it wasn't live. It was advertising content.
We're gonna hold this resolution anyway. So let's move it along. Motion to hold it, please.
So moved.
Is it already on the table?
Yeah, I read it.
Lynn and Tracy just vote.
Okay, all right. So now we just have to vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. In the meantime, you got to get us that information regarding the information about the how much we spend, state, and also about the director, the tourist director, getting comparisons with other counties.
And if there are businesses getting tagged in marketing plans.
I don't know that I get all that information by Tuesday. So
we'll get us the first part anyway. All right.
One part I can get you right away.
All right.
One other thing, if Mr. Rems, if you can ask Rick Remsnyder to get a copy or get an audio of this ad, either through Rail Explorers or whoever we do advertise. Let's just see if we can get it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I got to look at it.
It's got to be.
DST's
got to have it. I just told you what it is.
Tell him so he can tell Rick.
I heard it more than once.
All right.
I mean,
Resolution 43. Contract excess of 50 at the Mid County Health Research Department of Health.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
444, approving the execution of contract, Freddie County, Pigagaro and Douche Consulting Engineers, Veteran Services. Move.
I'll move it.
Second. Questions? If not, all in favor.
Wait, I don't have a question. I just want to say that I'm really glad that this is happening and that I think it's great that we're expanding this program. So, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
445, approving the contract in excess of 50 by Romer, Wallens, Gold, and Marinette LLP, Department of Personnel. Moved.
Move.
Second. Questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
446, approving the execution of contract in excess of 50 in Brady County, NICOM, Ulster County Sheriff.
Move.
Second. Questions? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
448, approving Ulster County's 2019 Stop DWI plan and authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an all intermunicipal agreement recorded under the plan, Department of Probation. Moved.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Questions? Tracy?
I just want to point out that again, we have nothing in the plan for rehabilitative services. I don't know if that's normal. I don't know if other counties just decline to provide for that, but this is at least the, I don't know, sixth time that we've left that blank.
This is tied into the mental health, the multi...
It just strikes me as, I don't know, lacking, but okay.
All right. Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
449, approving the Ulster County Legislative Director Agreement with the New York State Office of Victim Services, accept the grant for victim crime.
Move.
Second. Questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Hopefully bundle 450, 451, 452. We'll take questions if we need to. Someone make a motion to bundle.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Questions on 450, 451, 452?
You have to vote on bundle.
Yeah, we did.
Still on the, no, we didn't.
We didn't? I thought we did.
We just did.
Yeah, but I didn't hear aye.
Did we vote on it? Yes, ma'am.
Let's do it again.
All right.
You need to do it again.
Let's do it again.
Do it again.
I moved the bundling.
I seconded
the
bundling.
Okay,
then
we're going to vote on the bundling.
All right.
Aye.
Again.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Resolution.
Now motion to approve.
Motion to approve the three resolutions. Moved by who?
Move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Bundle them 453, 454, 455, 456, and 458.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any questions on those five resolutions?
I do have one question. It's not, I mean, I'm going to support them, but I would like to see if I could get a breakdown of what the utilities cost for these buildings.
Yeah. Those, the two buildings, Amber, you asked me.
Yeah, I think it's in the email.
Oh, it is? The utilities?
I just handed it before the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And could you explain what you asked for?
I asked for the utility cost.
It was on resolution 453 and 454.
Oh, okay, got it.
Resnick and Golden Hill.
We published those online, Tracy, too.
So $50,000 for Trudy Resnick and $87,000 for Golden Hill.
Because it's inclusive of
the square footage of each. The
7,000
services part of Trudy Resnick would be about 7,630, and the other one would be about 10,000. Okay. So one contract's 34,000, one's 50,000.
All right. Any other questions?
Thanks.
If not, a motion that we bundled 453 through 458.
Yeah.
We did
that.
No, we didn't vote on
that. We didn't vote on it.
Right. I made the motion on the bundle.
All right.
And,
all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We did that already.
All right. Resolution 459, authorizing the county to conduct a public hearing for the proposed acquisition for public purposes of property for construction of Kingston Rail Trail Project in the town of Hurley.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Questions? So, Tracy.
I think, Chris, did you bring them? You brought the maps? Can we talk? Yeah, can we talk about, this is about eminent domain potentially?
Well, this is actually a federal project like the one that we did in the town of Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
So you may remember back about 2.5 years ago, you guys passed resolution, those of you who were on the legislature passed resolution 270 to do an exact same hearing on that project.
Just,
and what it does is it basically gives you a backstop. Like, we're negotiating for three permanent easements necessary for the project, and I'll give a quick overview because some people have never heard of this. And what it does is if you get to a point where you've got to hit construction, it's a backstop, and DOT recommends that we do it. So in the case of the town of Lloyd, we just planted the last tree on last Thursday, and there was no eminent domain, and nobody sued us, and everybody got pretty trees, and everybody's very happy. That's my goal for this project as well. Let me, if I could, just show some of the new members. The Kingston Rail Trail project is a project I inherited when I started 6 years ago. It analyzed two alternatives. One was to go from the city of Kingston, Washington Avenue, along the UND Railroad corridor, and then come down Route 209. After your policy of December 2015 saying that this was going to be rail only, we really went with the old O&W line, which is now owned by three owners. Central Hudson owns from the Hurley Rail Trail, where it starts, back to back to about here. Then Adirondack Transit Lines own a little piece here, and Ulster Savings Bank owns that piece. So it's a 1.8-mile trail. It's 80% federally funded, 20% state funded. So it's like the old funding scenario. And Central Hudson has agreed to donate their easement. I'm going to talk with them about the language on that. Adirondack Transit Lines, we've given paperwork to. We're waiting to hear back from Ulster. So again, this is a vacant, it's a utility line, and we can run our trail through
there. You go
right
by the plant, though, too, right?
Yeah, we go right by their substation here.
Yeah.
It's not the prettiest thing, but it makes a key connection of 18 miles of rail trail into the city of Kingston.
There's not a creek crossing there, either.
No, the creek runs along the northwest side of it, and there's a couple culverts that we have to restore.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is going to be a trail that looks a lot like the one we just opened in the town of Lloyd. It will be paved, 10 feet wide, you know, really nice. It's not going to be a dirt trail.
Screening of the substation?
No. That, we have to be really careful about the power lines or the complexity here. Like, you know, if anything, we've got to, you don't want trees near that substation.
Run
fast past the substation.
We'll have fencing.
Yeah.
We'll try. And what's that? We're trying to bring this. We're trying to bring this to construction next spring, and then it would be done by the end of next year.
And that's going to connect with the paved in the.
It's going to connect with the Hurley Rail Trail, which
but on the other end too, right? It's going to connect with Kingston on the paved.
It'll connect to Washington to the sidewalk system on Washington Avenue, and there's a small parking area like the one in Lloyd that we did. It's going to be 9 cars. So it's a right-in, right-out only. And you find that that really helps increase the usage of the trail because a lot of people will come and park, will have handicapped parking. This is all going to be gently sloped. So, again, it will be to the quality of the trail that we just built in Lloyd.
So out of the two miles, you said, there's three property owners?
This is the jog and that okay. Rondeck. Okay. All right. Because we went on that property to avoid a wetland.
Those three,
there.
I think, are going to.
What is that, Rondeck? What is that?
Oh,
trailways.
Yeah, so they have their bus terminal up here, and then they have an open field. And this area has been used as a trail for the last 20 years. Some of our trail people do yeoman's work trying to just keep the brush from overtaking it, which is a really tough job. Yeah.
Any other questions?
What do you got there?
If not,
thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
All in favor on resolution 459? Say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 462, approving the execution, arms exercise, and option to extend the primary term of the lease agreement with the Spring Lake Fire Department for Ulster County Central Auto Garage. Department of Public Works. Moved by
Laura.
Second?
Second.
Questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, let's try to bundle 463, 464, 465, 466, and 467.
Move to bundle.
Second bundle.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Can I just ask a question on 465, the master plan? When was the last master plan? I feel like we were told this recently.
A long time ago.
Maybe you could just find
out. Sure.
Yeah.
Early 2000s, crazy, but
okay.
I can get that for you.
Thanks.
Any other questions on those resolutions? If not, a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 468, establishing capital project 528, Veterans Cemetery. Moved?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
470, authorized director of Ulster County Veterans Service Agency to sign all documents required by New York State Division of Veterans Affairs for reimbursement.
Moved.
Second?
Second.
Questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Resolution 472, authorize the Commissioner of Finance to accept the bid.
No.
Authorize the Commissioner of Finance to accept bid for a parcel of county-owned property for private sale. Authorizes legislature to convey such property. For moved by?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Questions?
Okay. This property's been checked, so it doesn't have any grade?
No, this is it's gone to three auctions. That's why it's kind of lower price. So
nobody
wants
it.
Back on the back though. Correct.
Okay. All right. County doesn't want it? Can't use it for anything?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. New business postponed in energy environmental that cannot come to the floor this month is resolution 471, amending resolution 318 dated September 15, 2015 to conform to the agreement of sale of county owned property in the town of Lloyd. This is a piece of property that wants to be conveyed to, from what I understand, to the DEC. Right, correct?
Yeah.
The one with the well in the middle.
Chattahee Lake.
I
have a lot of history here.
This is about 120 acres that adjoins Chattahee Lake.
Yeah.
It's a really important
just language.
Would that help boroughs at all?
Yeah, so the original resolution doesn't call for a quick claim deed. The agreement with DEC calls for a different.
Right, they couldn't accept the quick claim deed.
But no one was at environment to answer any questions, so it'll come next month.
It's not
didn't know it was at environment.
Last
the type of authentication that is being required is higher than a floor
correct,
plan
correct,
need.
Correct, correct, correct. That's right.
And so that section of the resolution
just
was not
just
accurate.
Right. It was so, basically
it
the resolution 2015 was our normal kind of deed, and it shouldn't have been that way in 2015.
When the law department completed the review, they decided that we needed to clean up the resolution to conform with the agreement with DEC.
All right. So we are not taking any action at this point, just it's for informational purposes. All right.
Two more
what?
There's only one more.
Signatures.
That's it. Oh.
No. Any old business? The old business is we are doing our budget starting tonight. We have a public hearing tonight, tomorrow night, and the following night. There again, when we start our budget review process after Thanksgiving on that Monday. If anyone has any budget proposals, kindly get them in by the end of the week to Amber so she can file them so that we can have discussions regarding that.
That may be tough.
Yeah. Well, don't forget the following week is Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, by this Friday, I'm definitely not going to have a place.
Get whatever you possibly can, all right?
I'm just being realistic.
Okay, but if you can get whatever a few in it, so that you can do her background work and so forth.
That's it.
All right? Oh, you're not bombarded the list.
No, I get it. All it's right. Just time is.
All right, any other discussion? If not, a motion to adjourn, please.
Move.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
549.